I am Jamisha Millard, and today I'm speaking with Fatuma Ku, an artist, author, and designer in the Ottawa area. We talked about her newly released book called When I See You, I See Art, and we also discussed her journey as an artist and self-published author.
Hello, my name is Fatuma. I'm an artist, an author, and a designer. So I paint, I draw, everything art-related. And I've also published 3 children's books, as well as my recent book that I just got released. And I also make ball gowns. So I sew. I'm a seamstress.
Can you tell me a bit about your newly released book?
So my newly released book basically is centralized around culture. When I had the idea of making a tea book, I wanted for people to own a piece of my work in their home, almost like a treasure. Like it has basically all of my really major art in one. So you get to flip through, read the stories of what inspired all of my art. And when I got to the end of talking about my motivation, my inspiration behind my art and my children's books, talking about inclusion and representation, I thought about how this ties into the need for me to always bring culture in everything that I put out, whether it be my art or my children's book. And I wanted to find a medium in which I could express that so fluidly that everyone can grasp. So I then took on my photography portion, and I met 15 women from various countries, going from Vietnam all the way to Palestine, to talk about what culture means to them. Because I hold my culture really close to my heart. I'm Liberian, I'm from West Africa. And how I show up and represent who I am to my fullest. And I wanted those women to also have that platform to shine through their enthusiasm about their religion, their culture, and how they bring that everywhere they go, so that that can be taught and learned and accepted.
What are you hoping readers gain from your new book? So I'm guessing the learning more about cultures and stuff like that, right?
Yes, they are learning more about culture, but part of it too is for them to sit back and ask themselves, what do I hold dear to my heart about my culture? And if they've never asked themselves about what culture means to them and what culture they represent, is for that question to now resonate with them. It's for them to take on that role, to learn a little bit about themselves, about where they're from, their culture, things that happens within their culture that they want to now educate friends, family members, and others that they love about. Because I believe that when we know where someone is from, it's so easy for there to be a gateway for love to be created. It's so hard to hate on someone when you know where they're from and what they hold so dear to their heart. I think it's easy for you to fall in love with all of their person and for us to easily integrate.
Can you tell me a bit more about your journey as a self-published author?
Definitely. My journey has been rocky, to be honest. The first time I had completed my manuscript for my children's book called Where Mom Is From, I wanted to actually have a publishing company linked to that, because that was the way that a lot of people had told me about. So I was so excited. I reached out to tons of publishing companies, and I got tons of rejections, of course, it's normal. And I've had 2 companies who were so excited to take on my book. And then I read. I was so excited, ready to sign the paperwork. But then when I got to the middle or the end, what really struck me was that they wanted to change something that I had intentionally placed in and wrote about, which was my colored children. My children's book's main character is Black. And they were looking to changed my illustrations and had told me that they would find an illustrator who can redesign and redo my illustrations. So then I thought to myself, if I accept to have my illustration change, what am I representing? Where is representation? What is my narrative? Why am I becoming an author? And who am I really representing at that point? So I think that was my turning point as to why I actually took on the role to self-publish.
What has been your experience like in the Ottawa arts community in particular?
I say very accepting. Absolutely, like mind blowing. I didn't know that I would have as much love, but I say even before the whole, you know, Black Lives movement being so centralized in Ottawa, I think there was always an underlying support system of just wanting to see new artists grow, so that like that excitement when you tell someone I paint or I draw, they'll say, you know what, can I buy a print of you? Let me get a little bit of what you do so that I can share my network. So I think I've really gotten tons of support from the Ottawa region. Absolutely.
Other than like supporting each other, have you ever like come into collaboration with anybody else?
Close enough, yes. I have a really good friend. Her name is Inaya Arts. I don't know if you're familiar with the name. She's an artist that I truly support, like die hard. And even Andre Alain, he's a really great painter. So I've actually had a sit down with him to just get his perspective and criticism on my art, because he went to art school. I'm self-taught artist, and you know, painter. So he has a concrete knowledge of some of the structure and underlying prospect of painting, drawing, that I don't have. So I had like a full hour of his time for free. You know how expensive it is for someone to take their time out of their busy schedule to talk to you about something that you're passionate about. So I think there has been a lot of support in people wanting to collab, for sure.
Other types of writing have you done in your career?
I've done poetry. So my first ever published book was a poetry book, and I named it Ice. And it talks about a breakup and basically the stages that women go through, whether abused or from a breakup or, you know, a lust of identity. So that was my first poetry book that I published. And then I dived into children's into publishing children's book because of my nieces and nephews. I always had questions from them every time I would spend a length of time with them about, where are you from? You know, what do you eat in Africa? How do kids go to school? Mm-hmm. I would always think it was funny, and it definitely was a time to educate. But then I also wondered how other children who were born in the West thought, you know, what are some of the images that come to mind when they think Africa? Are they thinking of it as just an apple? or is it like a full continent with many other countries in there? So I think that was my turning point to just focusing on children, and also being a literacy coordinator paved that way as well. But in terms of my children's book and publishing more children's work, I think there is a high need for it, because I've seen faces of my young Black children coming to book signing, and just the excitement to see that the main character on the book looks like them. I think that's the first thing they do when they turn to their moms and they're like, "Mom, look, she looks just like me." Mm-hmm. I think it makes my heart smile even more than they think or they might feel, because it reminds me of me imagining myself as a little child and reading books from authors that fully represents me. So I think that is going to always be my drive.
Are you working on anything new at the moment?
I am. I would love to say no, but being an artist, we dabble a lot. If I'm not painting, I'm either designing, making clothes, or I'm writing a new book. So prior to me publishing When I See You, I See Art, I actually started on a children's book called Scribble. And that's one I'm looking to publish in the next 6 months. So I've done the writing, and the illustration is what takes the longest time. So I'm looking to get that out there and to actually spend a lengthy time in school that I already am doing. So I currently work with the Catholic Board teaching art, something I'm really passionate about, as well as reading my children's book in school. So my goal is to do a lot more of that, and just to be an educational tool to our growing youth and being a part of influencing them in a positive light. Since my book is mainly surrounded about culture and diversity and inclusion, what, if you don't mind me asking, where are you from?
I'm from Haiti.
You're from Haiti. Amazing. And what is it about your culture that you hold dear to your heart?
I don't know. Give me an example of something that you hold dear to your heart about your culture.
For instance, something that I hold dear to my heart is the clothes. We have like a traditional Liberian fabric that we wear. The dances that we do in a circle, as well as Liberian food. Those are things that we really bond on. What is like a Haitian dish that you would absolutely die for if your mom or someone close to you was to make? Like, what's a dish that you would like, you should have this Haitian dish for sure? Like, it's a must.
I really, really, really like la sauce pois.
La sauce pois recollée avec Rio.
Yeah,
I love it.
I hear you. I like Zouk. Like, I like the music too.
Oh, girl, Zouk is really good. I'm not sure if you can dance to it too, but that's a good one.
I like dancing. I love it.
Yeah, but no, that was really all I wanted to know about what you hold dear to your heart and that you're passionate about. When someone tells you they're from Haiti, what's the first thing that you know you bring up to build that connection with them?
Today, I spoke with artist, designer, and self-published author, Fatuma Ku. We talked about her newly released book, When I See You, I See Art. We also discussed her journey as an author and the obstacles she's had to overcome. You can purchase her book online at fatumaku.com. I am Jamisha Millard, and thank you for tuning in. This new story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.